This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Burns post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. All right, let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. Now, more than 20,000 in attendance for this one today. Sitting through how long did that rain delay last? An hour and 22 minutes? Yeah, if you sat through that rain delay, if you sat through an entertaining but, disappointing Royals game, we're not going to make you wait on hold. The phone lines are wide open. You'll jump to the front of the line if you were one of the near 21,000 in attendance that saw the Royals drop the finale and drop the series to the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. Royals lose 3-2. They led this game 2-0 after 7, 2-1 after 8, knotted up after 9, and they fall in 10. Again, the phone number is 913-586-7610. I can't lie. I mean, I can lie, but I'm not going to lie right now. That one hurts, you know. Now, it wasn't painful. I'm not saying it was painful. Because you and I, we know painful losses. Well, that one I don't feel as if I was injured by. I feel like I was stolen from. That's the type of pain I'm talking about. I'll be fine tomorrow morning, probably fine later on tonight, but I feel like we were robbed of joy. Right? I know the joy that was robbed from us. A series victory against Texas in front of nearly 21,000 in a weekend that saw more than 72,000 people pack Kauffman Stadium. It was going to be sweet. This post-game show was going to go all night long. It still might. It was going to be so sweet, right? You felt it, I felt it, James MacArthur coming out of the bullpen with Stapleton blasting, he felt it. So I'm not down, I feel like we should be celebrating right now, I really do. I feel like we should be celebrating Daniel Lynch. Man, he exceeded my expectations today, bravo Daniel. 5 scoreless innings. Five scoreless innings from the young left, 27 years old. I don't know if I should call him young anymore. Five scoreless innings after he loads the bases in the first inning. He needs 34 pitches to grind through that opening frame of his 2024 big league campaign. For him to lock it in and start attacking, stop nibbling, go right at him, man. It's terrible out here. It's raining. It's cloudy. Ain't no ball leaving this stadium right now. Go get him. Daniel Lynch did just that. Man, I want to talk about Daniel Lynch, but I feel like, I don't know, is that where you're at? Am I off? Do you feel the same as if we should be celebrating? I'm not saying that we need to. I'm not saying you need to be in a good mood. I don't know. Maybe I'm off. You guys let me know. 913-586-7610. Now, as far as the game is concerned, it comes down to me. Listen, if you want to say something about the general or John Schreiber, you go right ahead. But you're not going to catch me denigrating the two best relievers this team has had over the first month plus. This game, to me, is about the offense. 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. A man on second with one out in the second inning, and he never makes it to third. Leadoff man on in the seventh inning, and he never even makes it to second base. Man on third with one out in the eighth inning, and Salvi and Massey at the dish, and he can't be plated. Shoot, we could talk about the 10th inning. Man in scoring position out of the gate, and he never touches third. I feel like we should be celebrating Lynch, but if you're not in the mood to do that, I understand. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I said 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. Excuse me. 1 for 10. Of course, Vinny driving in Bobby to put the Royals up 2-0 in the third inning. My game notes following this 3-2 loss at the hands of the Texas Rangers. My game notes are presented, as always, by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go to the phone calls. And Jake was at the game this afternoon. Jake, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Man, Vern, this is the second time in the night batting leadoff. It's a lot of pressure, but I just can't help be struck by, Blanco took two bases. We didn't get him in. That was pretty much game right there. It's a really tough loss to take. Last night I didn't even sweat that. You know, stuff like that happens. Tonight's tough, man, or today, I guess. We waited out the rain out, and we still had a good time. I'm not going to. You know, it was nice to see there's still quite a few people out there, but man, that was tough. That was really tough. I thought we had it when Blanca took those two bases, and dang it, happens.
Jake, man, you sound a lot like me. Just got to talk through it. You know, you want to act as if it's a painful loss, it's an end-of-the-world loss, it's a big loss, but you and I know it's not. You have a first-place Milwaukee Brewer team that's going to be here before you know it in a three-game series that opens up tomorrow. Yes, the Royals have lost back-to-back games, but do you know who pitches tomorrow? A young man by the name of Cole Ragans, and then Seth Lugo, and then Brady Singer. One of the five best 1-2-3s in a rotation in Major League Baseball. So you take solace in that. But no doubt about it, yeah, that hurts. It hurts for numerous reasons. The fact that you were up going to the ninth inning, Royals were 18-1 when leading after eight prior to today. The fact that you had Schreiber and MacArthur all lined up, yeah, that makes it hurt because you were already, at least I was, deciding how I was going to spike the football on the postgame show, right? It was going to be a celebration. The two horses at the back end of the bullpen ready to do their thing, and baseball happened. You know, there's also this team has been led by elite pitching, elite defense, and elite team speed all season long. You saw the elite pitching for the most part. You saw the elite base running as Dairon Blanco rips a pair of bags in the eighth inning. MJ Melendez grabs one as well. Now, defensively, I thought Vinny made a very nice play on a little looper towards the first base bag. I thought Vinny made a nice play defensively. There were a few instances where a spectacular defensive play could have been made by a Bobby Witt, by a Michael Massey, and those spectacular plays were not made. And that's understandable. Massey's ground ball in the 10th, Bobby's ground ball in the 9th, those were not routine plays. But you and I have become so accustomed this season to seeing elite defense, elite team speed, and elite pitching that we expect every pitcher to be nails. We expect every spectacular play to be made. Not just every routine play, but every spectacular play. And you and I know that's not fair. But it doesn't take the sting away because you know Massey's capable of making that play. You know Bobby is. You know MacArthur and Schreiber are capable of making those pitches. Salvi's capable of coming through there in the eighth inning. Now, you know Freddie Fermin's capable of coming through there in the fourth inning and in the second inning. Adam Frazier in the fourth inning and the second inning. A painful loss? No. No, it's not painful. I'm not in pain. It does hurt, but that's because I know the joy that was robbed from us. The celebration that we should be having on this show. In case you are hurt, let me remind you, the Royals' record remains 500, sitting at 20-15, tied in second place in the American League Central, and still the proud owners of the third best run differential in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Michael, who's right here in Jackson County. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I feel robbed as well. I think that sums it up perfectly. After an incredible April, I feel super optimistic about the Royals winning, 18 games. But they beat up on a lot of bad teams, the White Sox, Blue Jays, Astros, all last in their division. So I'm greedy. I'm greedy for more. I'm ready for us to prove that we're an elite team, that we can contend against these big players. And a series win against the Rangers would have done that for me. I'm ready to get some meaningful series wins here. And very optimistic about the Royals and what we can do with this starting pitching. But just greedy for more because I know this team can be better when we hit well. So
yeah,
those are my thoughts. Going to sign off.
Well said. Great thoughts. Appreciate it, Michael. Yeah, I thought this series and really this homestand, I thought it's bigger for the fan base than it is the team. Whether you win the homestand, lose the homestand, split the homestand, you're likely to leave the homestand with a winning record. And as the guy that has been repeating the mantra maintained through May, if these boys can make it into June around 500, you're not going to hear many complaints from me. 913-586-7610. Royals now 5-6 this season in one-run games. Let's go to Deb, who's out in Emporia. Deb, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose the finale to the Rangers 3-2.
Well, we waited out the rain as well, and I know you don't remember, but you and I had a conversation about 8 or 9 years ago about power hitters being required to bunt. We differed in our opinions, but I think Kyle Isbell should be able to put one down.
No question about it. Yeah, no, listen, that's the job of a nine hitter. Certainly isn't to stare at strike three. Deb, thanks for the phone call. If you missed what Deb's talking about there, she's going to the bottom of the 10th inning. Looking at Izzy's other at-bats, he led off the third, led off the fifth. One out, one on in the 7th inning. But of course, yeah, she's talking about the 10th inning. Hunter Renfroe, the automatic base runner at second base. You know, really the debate, I guess, Deb, would be, Do you play for the tie or do you play for the win? Now, the fact that you don't see Kyle Isbell laying one down tells me that the request was, we're trying to put up a crooked number. Trying to put up a crooked number in that we're not going to give away an out, but you certainly can't punch out. I'll get with you on that. I'll agree with you across the board. If you're the nine hitter, of course, you must be able to bunt, no doubt about it. And we're both saying the same thing in that you can't strike out. That runner must be advanced to third. Whether that's done with a single, whether that's done with a sacrifice bunt, whether that's done with an RBI double, however it's done, you must put the ball in play. The team's done a very good job of that this season. Not so much there in the 10th inning. No, Kyle Isbell falls behind in the count 2-1. It's evened up, and then it's full. And David Robertson, now that was a terrific strike three. I'm not trying to take anything away from the Rangers righty. That was a perfectly located cutter on the black, on the outside part of the plate. Perfect pitch. But it's a full count. It's the 10th inning. The game-tying run is on second base. You can't go down staring. Deb, appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Isbell, one of four starters today that went 0-for. Izzy, Frazier, Mike Hell, and Salvi. Salvi, as a matter of fact, three punch-outs today. Two of them with runners in scoring position. Let's go to Ken in Kansas City. Ken, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio as the boys fall to 20-15 on the year.
Hey, hi, thanks. I sat out the game, too, sat out the rain out, and enjoyed the game because it was really close, but you saw it slip away in the end. But I wanted to follow up on Deb's comments. Actually, I called for the same thing. I thought there were too many times when there were opportunities to bunt, and they just aren't bunting, and I don't know if it's just not part of the game anymore. People want to be power hitters more than they used to, but there were so many opportunities where bunts could have been laid down that third baseline with the third base playing deep in the hole. And they just weren't taking advantage, not just Kyle Isbell. I think Freddie Fermin had some opportunities. And is it just not part of the game anymore, Josh?
Well, it is on this team. You know, we saw Freddie Fermin lay down a two, maybe three perfect safety squeeze bunts last season. To me, Freddie Fermin's probably top four bunter on this team.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, a handful of guys, I would say more than half of the 13 position players, I wouldn't feel comfortable if I was Q putting on the bunt sign. It's not something that is, you know, Bobby's never, well, he was last year. He said he put down a bunt last year in the game for the first time in his baseball career. Nobody's asking Salvi to bunt in his career. And I'm talking about minor league stuff, right? Coming up through the minor leagues, you're not asking Vinny Pasquantino or first-round picks or second-round picks to lay down bunts, whether that's right or wrong. They're protecting the assets, and having them square up isn't going to get them to the big leagues. Putting up those big extra base numbers, that's how you get to the show. That's how you get paid. And, you know, that's what everybody in your corner is telling you to do. You know, looking at the opportunities, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Freddie Fermin with MJ Melendez on second base in the second inning. I don't know. Do you bunt there? It's one out. I don't think that's a good spot. You know, Freddie comes back up in the fourth inning. There's a man on first and one out. I'm not bunting there. And that's really it. You know, Freddie led off the seventh inning, and he led it off with a bunt single. Right? Am I missing something here? Freddie reached on a bunt single to lead off the seventh. There was one out when he came to the dish in the second and the fourth. Nobody on when he came to the plate in the ninth inning, and those were the four plate appearances tonight for Freddie Fermin. You know, the only opportunity I really see or saw for this team to lay down a bunt was in the seventh inning. Lead off infield bunt single from Freddie Fermin. I don't want Adam Frazier bunting him to second base to set up Kyle Isbell. Yeah, listen, you know, I'm a fan of bunting. I'm searching. I'm trying to see your side of it, but I can't find the opportunity. Again, to Deb's point, maybe Isbell in the 10th inning, but are you playing for the tie at home? You certainly need to put the ball in play. No doubt about it. You can't punch out looking. But I don't know if I'm playing for the tie there. Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Again, if I'm missing something, if there was a spot where you're thinking, that's it, that's where they should have bunted, Vern, how are you missing? Let me know. Never pretend to have all the answers. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Nick, who's out in Lawrence. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking my call. Just wanted to say shout out to the fans for going out there and sticking it out today. I hope they still had a good time despite the disappointing ending. But really, I just had a quick question. Well, first of all, I just want to say let's not take this one too hard, you know. Long 162-game season. But I did have a question for you. What do you think about possibly transitioning Lynch into the bullpen when Marsh comes back? Thank you.
I kind of like having some starting pitching depth. So I would want Lynch to remain stretched out. Because also you need to think about whose spot in the bullpen is he taking. Honestly, I think Lynch is about to be optioned to Omaha. It would make sense to option him to Omaha. Bring up Anthony Veneziano, gives you an extra arm in the bullpen until Alec Marsh returns, hopefully on Friday, and then he'll replace Anthony Veneziano. I'm not saying Lynch can't be a quality reliever. Lynch did today exactly what I thought he was capable of doing, and that is keeping a team in the game while going through a lineup twice. Said this last week on Cody and Gold. For those that wanted to see Jonathan Bolin again, that didn't want to see Daniel Lynch because of the numbers he was putting up in the minor leagues, Daniel's already done it in the big leagues. Daniel's already done what Bolin hasn't, and that is shown that I can go through a big league lineup twice. The hope for so long with Lynch was that he'd be able to do it three times, that he would be an ace, that he would give you six, seven powerful innings every time he takes the ball. Okay, that might not be who he is. Maybe he's a four or five inning guy, but he gives you a chance to win every fifth day. That has value, especially coming from the left side. So I want to maintain that value, that five-inning starting pitching value, because for as much as I'm hoping when Marsh returns on Friday that the five starting pitchers will remain the five starting pitchers for the next 5 months. That's just not normally how it goes. Someone else, more than likely, will go down for an extended period of time. Hopefully it's only 2 weeks. Hopefully it's only another 15 days on the IL, but at some point, someone else in that rotation you would think is going to get dinged up or need a break. And when that happens, who do you want to call on? I want to call on Daniel Lynch. So if you move him to the bullpen, he's not that five-inning guy anymore because you're not going to be able to keep him stretched out. He's just not going to get enough work. So then when someone goes down in the rotation, now we're turning back to Jonathan Bolin, who couldn't give you four innings? Listen, it might not sound like it's fair to Daniel. But again, you look in that bullpen, there's really one open spot. One spot that you can maneuver as far as optioning and moving them down and bringing them up. I would much prefer that 13th spot in the bullpen. You know, to be a Carlos Hernandez, a Will Klein, somebody that can bring some velocity out of that bullpen. Will Klein, by the way, gave up his first run of the season today. Still picked up the save for AAA Omaha, his fifth of the year. Carlos Hernandez picked up the win in that game for the Storm Chasers. He threw a 1-2-3 inning with a punch out. First quality appearance of the rehab assignment for Carlos Hernandez. So a pair of good signs there, not to mention Alec Marsh. Marsh made the start in Omaha, and boy, was he good. Four innings, one hit, one walk, six punch-outs, that's it. 53 pitches was all he needed to get through four innings. So, yeah, Marsh, hopefully, Friday, in Anaheim as the boys open up a 7-game West Coast swing starting on Thursday night. Back to the phone calls. Let's go to John in Overland Park. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. First, on the point that you were just on, the problem Lynch has is always in the first inning. So every time he'd come in, it'd be his first inning. So that might not be the best situation. Second of all, I agree with the fact that you don't tend to play for a tie, but Isbell batting 214 and 0 for 3 for the day, I think you got to lay down a bunt and get him to third base. So I appreciate y'all listening up there.
Yeah, listen, I'm not arguing that point. You say he's got a bunt, I just say you can't strike out. However you need to do it, I'll leave that up to you. If it's bunting, if it's swinging, if it's getting hit in the head, whatever it is, find your way onto first base, find your way to get Hunter Renfroe to third. But I'm not arguing. Listen, you know what I request of Kyle Isbell. Gold glove defense. And when the situation presents itself where we need you to execute, I need you to get the job done. Advancing runners, laying down bunts, sacrificing yourself, the little things, the winning things. Unable to come through tonight. Royals lose in 10 innings, dropping the series to Texas. The final score, 3-2. All right, let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you know, I mean, people are kind of barking up the wrong tree here. I mean, if you want more bunting, you came to the wrong baseball game. These guys are hardcore metrics, Tampa Bay Rays people. I mean, it's obvious we should have played for a tie, but, you know, it's just not going to happen. The game is it's sort of an erroneous assumption that a bunt is always a waste of an out. A bunt is useful many times. It's just that these guys all think alike. They don't have any original thought. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to take some losses just because of this groupthink. So, you know, I'm disappointed that they're not smart enough to think outside the box.
I don't think you are. Thanks for the phone call, Steve. I don't think you are disappointed. Steve only calls when they lose. Steve only has negative things to say. Steve also has absolutely zero memory. I just explained how often we saw this team lay down the bunt a season ago. But, all right. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Is Jake still waiting? Jake, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for getting me on here today.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to start with Matt Quattaro. I'm going to blame this one on him today. You look at Hunter Renfroe not starting the game. If you look at his past against John Gray, you got to think about John Gray as well and what type of performance he did today when he went out going 7 innings with 7 strikeouts. But back to Hunter Renfroe, he's got 3 home runs with 6 hits and 15 at-bats against John Gray. He should have started the game. Matt Quattaro is doing the same thing with Hunter Renfroe that Mike Matheny did with Ryan O'Hearn, and playing him every now and then here and there. But anyway, you got to realize that we're going up against the world champions and a frontline starter, John Gray, who's an ace, that the Royals actually drafted him. So I went into this one thinking we were going to lose the game. Being a longtime Royals fan, I knew we were going to lose this one just because of who we were up against there. So that's what I got today.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. That opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. No, you're right about the numbers that Hunter Renfroe had against John Gray. I'm surprised you were so convinced the Royals were going to lose this game. It was, you know, maybe, yeah, you looked at the pitching matchup, John Gray against Daniel Lynch. I don't know. Daniel Lynch ended up holding his own. But wow, I haven't heard such confidence from a Royals fan yet being bestowed on Hunter Renfroe. That's a first. Renfroe hitting a .157 this year with an OPS in the low 500s. But apparently he would have been the difference in this game. By the way, those home runs that Hunter Renfroe hit off of John Gray, the last one came half a decade ago. So I don't know if either one of them are the same player that they were half a decade ago. One home run for Renfroe off of John Gray that came in 2019. The two others came 6 years ago. Now, that's not for nothing. No, I appreciate you bringing it up, but you got to throw that context in there. To act like you just saw him last September and tore him up, that's a touch misleading. But I appreciate it. That's the way to dive into the numbers, man. Jake, that's a good call, man. That's someone that's staying locked in on the game, locked in on the team. I'll take it. Royals lose in 10-3-2. We get back to your thoughts after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the 0-1, and Vinny swings and lines it to left field. Base hit just inside the line. That ball will roll into the corner. Bobby Witt Jr. will score. Vinny has a double, and the Royals lead 2-0.
Yeah, that 2-0 lead, Ryan Lefevre, would last until the eighth inning. John Schreiber gives up a leadoff double to the Rangers' nine-hitter, and properly executed by world champions, Marcus Semien advances him to third, and Corey Seager drives him in, 2-1 Kansas City after eight. Ninth inning, White Horse, Chris Stapleton, lights flickering, James MacArthur comes in. And after getting Adolis Garcia to ground out, he puts a slider right in the bat path of Jonah Heim, and he didn't miss it. 107 miles per hour off the bat over the right field wall. I think it hit the foul pole, or fair pole, whatever. And that tied it up at two. We go to extras. Rangers score in the 10th as... Corey Seager hits one up the middle. It's a slippery outfield grass. It's a difficult play. Would have been a spectacular play by Michael Massey. It has some trouble on the transfer, and Seager reaches on a one-out single, advancing the automatic base runner to third. So first and third for Texas with one out, and Nathaniel Lowe steps to the dish, the number three hitter for the Texas Rangers, and he puts a nice swing on a breaking ball down, but still over the plate. He takes it into right field, scoring that automatic base runner that every team gets in extra innings. And that put Texas ahead 3-2. MacArthur gets Adolis to ground into an inning-ending double play, and now it's on the Royals' offense to execute. Hunter Renfroe, the automatic base runner, he's standing on second base. Kyle Isbell goes down looking. Michael Garcia grounds out to the left side. Two down, man still stuck on second base. So, of course, knowing that Vinny Pasquantino's out of the game and the pitcher spot is due up third, you're not pitching to Bobby Witt Jr. No, you put him on first base. Q has to go to his bench. It's either Garrett Hampson or Nelson Velasquez. He goes with the power of Velasquez. First pitch, he lines out to right field, thus ending the game. Royals lose 3-2, and they drop the series to the Texas Rangers. They've dropped six straight series to the Texas Rangers. Vinny, though, the RBI machine today. Well, machine. 2 for 2. Sac fly in the first inning. That RBI double that you just heard there in the third inning. Vinny has 7 runs driven in his last 9 games. Bobby scored both of the Royals' runs. He leads Major League Baseball in runs scored. Bobby also tripled. He leads Major League Baseball in triples. Bobby had a multi-hit game. He leads Major League Baseball in multi-hit games. He had 2 extra base hits. He's 2nd in Major League Baseball in extra base hits. 3rd in Major League Baseball in hard hit balls. And he's 4th in Major League Baseball in total bases. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, Bobby Witt Jr. is an MVP candidate, my friends. Let's go to Dexter in Kansas City. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey,
what's going on, Dex? What's up, man?
Is it just me, or are these crybaby boo birds calling sooner than they used to, or what?
This is how it always goes, man. But I'm for the most part, I'm with you. It seems like a little bit too much nitpicking. Again, the point about Isbell, whether it's lay down a bunt or put the ball in play, there's no argument. You can't strike out looking. Outside of that, this game was just one where, look, you went 1 for 10 with runners in scoring position. You had Salvi and Massey at the dish in big spots in the 8th inning. They didn't come through. MacArthur and Schreiber were unable to continue their hot streaks. And, man, that's baseball. It's going to happen. That's how I feel, at least.
Yeah, it's like a 162-game schedule, right?
Right around there. Yep, yep.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Vinny Pasquantino, by the way, also has reached base safely in 5 straight games. Like I said in the open, this one hurts, no doubt about it, but it's not painful. I don't think it's going to have any lasting effect, certainly not on the team. But even you and I, this hurts will subside very quickly. In fact, I have the perfect ointment for whatever ails you. Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow. I mean, you can't pretend like it's painful knowing that Cole Reagans is going tomorrow and then Seth Lugo in game 2 and Brady Singer in game 3. It hurts, but the reason why it hurts is because I know the joy that it robbed from us. The joy that you were going to have for the rest of the night, piling out of Kauffman Stadium, reliving it throughout the workday tomorrow, listening to Fesco in the morning celebrate the fact that 72,000 people came out to Kauffman Stadium this weekend. 72,000 people, and they were oh so close to taking the series from the defending champs. Oh, baby, it was going to be fun. The lead up to tomorrow's game 1 against the Milwaukee Brewers was going to be a blast. It's still going to be fun. I'm still excited for it, but it's not the euphoria I think we were all expecting. I know I was when they led 2-0 after 7, after Angel Zerpa. How about How about Zerpa? Two shutout innings from the 24-year-old. Zerpa's 13th scoreless appearance this season. He's appeared in 15 games. He has an ERA of 1.76, 15 strikeouts in 15 innings. 15 strikeouts to just three walks for Zerpa. Good stuff. He was hit by a line drive off the ankle, 95-mile-per-hour line drive from Nathaniel Lowe, and he kept on going. Recorded another four outs after that, including getting a nice assist from Vinny Pasquantino's glove over there at first. Let's go to RJ in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. Hey, I always enjoy your take on the game, after the games, win or lose. It's a bummer that we lost. It's like, darn, we just about had them, And but we've just got to get some more out of, that lower part. For me and MJ, Velasquez, Isbell, just like we can't just keep waiting for Bobby Baseball to do something or Salvi. And these other guys, they're just not contributing. They're just not pitching in. If they were all just hitting 250, we'd probably won about another four or five games. But anyway, hey, I enjoy your show, and I'm excited about the Royals, man. I can't wait to watch them and listen to them every night.
Well, I love hearing it, RJ. Thank you very much for contributing to the postgame show. Thanks, man. Phone line is open for you, 913-586-7610. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. A few things there. Look, Bobby and Salvi are putting up MVP starts to the season. You can't take anything away from them. Michael and Vinny, one of them has always been cooking this season. I think right now the both of them are going pretty well. Okay, so it's the top four. I think everyone should be happy with your top four. Michael Massey, the five spot to me is where I agreed with you. But since we've seen Michael Massey boosted to that five spot, he seems to be holding it down. I mean, it looks to me as if opponents are going after Salvi a little bit more than they were about a week ago when it was MJ and Velasquez serving as the five hitter. Maybe that's out of respect for Michael Massey. Maybe that's Salvi trying to do a little bit too much, as again, he punched out three times today. But listen, man, Michael Massey, who today went 1-for-4 with a two-out single in the sixth inning, Massey has a career-high 8-game hitting streak. He's only been back for 14 games. In those 14 games, the Royals second baseman has 14 hits. He's hitting .292 with an OPS just shy of .800. So I have no issue with Michael Massey. Okay, so now we're 1-5. Good with the offense. I am. I told you what I expect out of Kyle Isbell. So I'm not going to act like I'm disappointed in his offense. I don't need much from him offensively. I need him to execute. Can't have him punch out. Can't have him punch out looking there in the 10th, but for me, he's a backup catcher that has performed really well, so I'm taking him out of it as well. The guys that I will agree with you about, Nelson Velasquez and MJ Melendez. Especially Nelson Velasquez. Nelly hasn't hit a home run in more than a month. Nelly's on this team to hit home runs. Not on this team to defend or run the bases or really do anything other than extra base power, and he's not delivering. MJ Melendez, yes, also on the team for extra base power. But he's playing a heck of a left field. He's running the bases well. MJ Melendez, to me, is still an attribute, not a detriment. MJ, by the way, today, one of two Royals with multiple hits. It's MJ's second multi-hit game in a month. I was happy with what I saw from the Royals left fielder today. So really what we're talking about is Nelson Velasquez. I think that's the only guy that offensively you're disappointed with right now. I know it feels like they're... Okay, Hunter Renfro. Okay, you can put him in there as well. Because Hunter Renfro's... Renfro, like Melendez. He's one of the top defensive right fielders in the American League. So he is still contributing to wins, right? The reason why the Royals are 20-15 is because they've had elite pitching, the best defense in the sport, and some high-quality team speed. MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe are contributing directly to that best defense in the game. So, yeah, I guess I'm back to where I was. This really just comes back right now, in my opinion, to Nelson Velasquez. Let's go to Mark in Olathe. Mark, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I just had a question, and then I'll listen off air. I just want to know why we went to the bullpen so early today when Lynch was cruising. I feel like it kind of had a snowball effect, and it ended up costing us in the end.
Oh, well, okay. Appreciate the phone call. I don't know if you can say it. I know you can't say that. Okay, let's say they let Daniel Lynch go out there in the sixth. He's at 74 pitches. Keep in mind, he pitched on Wednesday and threw 50 pitches. But let's say they run him back out there and he mows through the middle of the Rangers lineup as he goes through it a third time. Listen, I'll tell you what I was thinking. I didn't want him to go back out there for the sixth inning. Daniel Lynch did his job. Thank you very much. Let's turn it over to the bullpen. But let's go along with it. Let's pretend, okay, he goes out and he shoves in the sixth, and you know what? Let's get crazy. Put him back out there in the seventh inning. Okay? So let's say he goes seven shutout innings, and you're up 2-0 after seven. Who you going to in the eighth? John Schreiber? Yeah, okay. What about the ninth? James MacArthur? Okay. Those guys gave up the two runs. So no. Pulling Daniel Lynch, I don't think, had any impact on the final score. Daniel Lynch did his job. We should be, this entire postgame show should be a celebration of Daniel Lynch, to be quite honest with you. He did more, in my opinion, did more than his job. He retired 13 of the final 14 that he faced. Needed 34 pitches to get through the first. Needed 40 pitches to get through the next four innings combined. Daniel Lynch was outstanding, but again, this guy pitched 4 days ago. And only threw less than 50 pitches in that game 4 days ago. So getting 75 pitches out of him, to me, was more than I expected. Daniel Lynch went above and beyond, in my opinion. 913-586-7610. If you were one of the more than 20,000 in attendance today, you don't wait on hold. You jump to the front of the line. Text line is always there as well. 913-586-7610. Hey, real quick. I'm sure you guys have seen around Major League Baseball, everyone's doing the closer entrance. Right, everyone was so enthralled with what the Mets were doing last year with Edwin Diaz that everyone's ripping it off now. The Minnesota Twins are doing way too much for a guy that is not Mariano Rivera. I don't know if you've seen their entrance out in the Twin Cities, but that is going to bite them in the backside. I'll tell you that right now. James MacArthur's got a cool little entrance here in Kansas City with the lights flickering and Chris Stapleton blasting. You know what I want to see? I want to see a similar entrance for Dairon Blanco. When that electric factory comes off the bench. You know, shoot off fireworks or something, play some cool music. I mean, the song they play for Duran out in the Twin Cities is pretty cool. I don't really speak Spanish that well, but I didn't know what Kelvin Herrera's walk-up song was or what they were saying, but that thing got me hype. I want to see an entrance for Dairon Blanco. Blanco rips a pair of bags in the eighth inning. He's standing on third with one out and Salvi at the dish. Salvi strikes out. Michael Massey flies out. And Royals had a chance to expand the lead there in the eighth inning. They were unable to do so. Dairon Blanco now has 14 stolen bases as a pinch runner since the start of last season. Since the start of last season, 14 stolen bases as a pinch runner. That's, what, eight more than any other player in Major League Baseball. No, that dude is a weapon. Let's go to Bob in Kansas City. Bob, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What are your thoughts of them not sending Surfer out for the third inning? He had less than, 22, 23 pitches, and they had a bunch of left-handers coming up.
Yeah, they like John Schreiber's stuff against lefties and against righties. Going up against the top of the lineup, you had Semien due up second, Seager due up third, and Nathaniel Lowe, which would have been the second time Zerpa faced those two lefties in Seager and Lowe. I had no issue going to Schreiber. He's earned that spot in the eighth inning, in my opinion. Thanks for the phone call. Zerpa also threw 15 pitches back on Friday, so to get three innings out of him on Sunday would have been stretching it a bit, in my opinion. Schreiber, only the second time this season he's allowed a run. And this was his 17th appearance. We're 35 games in. This dude's appeared in half the games and still has a sparkling ERA of 1.1. Let's go to Christian in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, sir, if you can make that pinch runner entrance happen for the base thief, I would pay to see that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that genius idea. You should work for the MLB.
Thank you.
But I wanted to talk about how I had a feeling today that I haven't had with this team in a little while where, in the ninth inning, it's tied up. I felt like I was guaranteed to see a walk-off. And I feel like you, the same way that, cool, we were kind of robbed of seeing that. But
yeah,
people talk about,
oh, I thought it was happening.
Oh, yeah. I thought if it didn't happen in the ninth, we'd see it in the tenth. But
Yep, me too.
The offense, they struggle today, but that's not this team's identity to me. Our identities are pitching and defense. So props to Lynch for coming out and giving five innings scoreless coming up from Omaha. So, but, I felt like we were just robbed because of some bad luck there late in the game. MacArthur gave up his first home run, and it was a 350-foot doink.
Right.
And, they barely caught a hold of a great pitch by MacArthur to get a foul tip that Fermin just barely could hold on to.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, buddy. Yeah, you're right.
And then, the pitch after that was the go-ahead single. So
right. Yep.
That doesn't happen. That's just a little bit of baseball bad luck. Yep. But I'm not hurt by this win or by this loss, especially because, we got three starters coming out next 3 days that could sweep a great team leading the NL Central. So, I think if we bounce back and even just winning next series would be huge. So I'm not worried. I'm excited to, as Q says, just turn the page and get on to the next one.
I'm with you. Christian, thanks for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Yeah. Again, 10th inning. First and third, one out, 1-2 pitch to Nathaniel Lowe. James MacArthur got ahead against Lowe as well. Strike one, strike two, curveball in the dirt, and then he backs it up with another curveball that is just tipped by the Rangers' left-handed hitting number three hitter. And yeah, Freddie can't hang on to it, and the very next pitch is an RBI knock into right field. Putting Texas ahead 3-2, the Royals unable to match it in the bottom half of the 10th inning, and they fall by a final count of 3-2. Also, great point, yeah, James MacArthur, first home run he's given up all year. Furthermore, that home run to Jonah Heim in the 9th inning, that was the first run he's allowed in a month. I'm still excited, and if you haven't heard what the guys on Cody and Gold are hoping to do with James MacArthur, I don't have enough time to go into it. In fact, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. Just make sure you're listening this week to Cody and Gold from 10 to 2. They're going to do something real cool, get y'all involved, get you out here to Kauffman Stadium. Just make sure you're listening all week long right here on 610 Sports Radio. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts, and we'll hear from the hero of the day, the guy that we should be celebrating, we should be talking about nonstop, Daniel Lynch. 5 shutout innings in his season debut. We'll hear from the 27-year-old southpaw after this.
This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-2, the final score. Royals drop the finale, drop the rubber game to the Texas Rangers. They see their record for the season fall to 20-15, still good for a virtual tie in second place in the division. Royals fall to 1-5 this year in rubber games. The loss went to James MacArthur as the general gives up his first home run of the year, first run in a month. But this game boils down to one thing and one thing only: missed opportunities offensively. 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Now, if we wanted... No, that's what the game comes down to. Now, James MacArthur, John Schreiber, they can't be perfect all season. I'm not going to expect the defense to make spectacular plays. I expect the defense to make the routine play and occasionally make the spectacular play. So I'm not going to nitpick a defensive play here or there that could have altered the game, because those would have been spectacular plays from Bobby, from Massey in those final couple of innings. Now, when you have a man on second base with one out in the second inning, you'd love to see him capitalize. You have Salvi up at the dish in the third with the man on second and two outs. You'd love to see the captain drive him in. You'd love to see the captain drive him in the eighth inning with a man on third and one out. And he doesn't come through. Okay. Salvi's still vying for a triple crown somehow as he's less than a week away from his 34th birthday. It's one of those games where, yeah, it hurts. But how much are you going to come down on James MacArthur, John Schreiber, or Salvador Perez? Three of your 10 best players so far this season? Now, I understand a lot of you going at Kyle Isbell, but you've been doing that all year. After losses, you always tend to pick on the nine-hitter. Now, again, like I acknowledged, you can't punch out in that spot in the 10th inning. Whether you bunt, whether you dive in front of the baseball, whatever you need to do, advance that runner to third or make your way to first somehow. You can't punch out looking, that's for darn sure. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Some love for James MacArthur and his walkout song of White Horse. It is a jam, but it gets stuck in your head all day. Raj in the Ozarks is disappointed with the runners in scoring position. I see Dan in KCK. He's giving some love to Daniel Lynch. I like it, Dan. I don't know if it's just because you guys share the same name, but this, again, this show should be about Daniel Lynch, who got a big assist in that first inning. A few generous calls in that bases loaded battle with Josh Smith. Bases loaded, two outs in the first inning. Game just started. You know, how far is this game going to get out of reach? Bases loaded, two outs. Well, not that far, because Daniel Lynch got ahead in the count, 0-2. Generous calls from the home plate umpire, John Bacon. Count ends up evening up at 2-2. And Daniel Lynch throws a two-seam fastball in to the left-handed hitting Josh Smith. I mean, well in off the plate. And he must have been sitting slider because he offered at it. This thing didn't even sniff the strike zone. And he pulls it up the right side, right to Vinny, inning-ending ground out. And then after that, it was cruise control for Daniel Lynch. He retired 12 of the next 13 that he faced. He was outstanding. Couldn't be happier for him. He's earned it. He'll be needed again. And when he's needed again, I can promise you this, the stakes are going to be higher. The temperature is going to be higher. The pressure is going to be a lot higher. Let's hear what Daniel Lynch had to say after five innings of shutout baseball.
I honestly can't really tell you a specific one. Just always trying to fill the strike zone up and make pitches. I think maybe just, you know, first time being out there in the big leagues this year. It just took me a sec to settle in.
When did you get the call that you were going to be called up to pitch today, and what was your mentality coming into the start?
2 days ago, I think. and just go out and try to throw the ball well and give the team a chance to win. And I don't really, I kind of think about every start the same, so just trying to just go pitch well.
Was it good to be back out here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but just describe the feeling of being back, just knowing what's over the offseason, everything that's changed with the pitching staff, to get that opportunity today.
Yeah. I mean, it's great to be in front of these, you know, these fans and just to pitch in the big leagues. It's been a huge privilege, great opportunity, so it was a lot of fun.
Did you make any adjustments with your slider, and what did you, how do you feel that pitch worked today?
I did, and I thought it was way better than it has been in the past. I still have some work to do with that, but I think it's on the right track.
In what ways did it kind of get better for you?
It kind of turned into a cutter there for a little while, and just getting it back to being like a true slider. Just trying to locate it well and give myself a chance. I made an adjustment with the grip, and I think it's going to give me the best chance to locate it well and also get the movement that I want.
Going on 3 days rest, I know Wednesday's start was somewhat shorter, but did you change anything or go about anything differently?
I kind of forgot about it when I got here today, honestly. But yeah, you just kind of cut the throwing down a little bit and then just, you know, kind of take it almost like an end of the season outing where you're just like, I don't really need to throw all that much. Just go in there and be ready to go.
The slider, you go back to your old grip on that one, or is it
similar? It's not the same, but it's similar.
Do you want it to get more whiffs than maybe last year?
Yeah, I just think it opens it up as a weapon, where, and it doesn't make it so I have to be so perfect with it. Okay. But yeah, definitely whiffs are good.
And then, did you make any adjustments with your sinker going into today, thinking that you want to throw that more?
Yeah, they had a good amount of lefties, and so I throw it to lefties. I haven't made any adjustments with it, but just with left-handed hitters, that's the pitch I like. That's my predominant fastball to them, so just throw a lot of them.
There you go. That's Daniel Lynch following five shutout innings in his 2024 big league debut. Thanks to Bally Sports Kansas City for the audio. Five scoreless frames, two hits, two walks, both walks coming in that 34-pitch first inning. Six strikeouts for Daniel Lynch. Impressive debut. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the text line. Oof. Ryan from Olathe going through it. Vern, this was a frustrating one, in my opinion, arguably worse than yesterday's 11-run loss. Because the Royals essentially handed this one to the Rangers on a silver platter. Salvi had a bad day, but yes, this is 100% on the offense. Appreciate you listening, Ryan. It's a little too long of a text for me to get through all that, buddy. But I appreciate you venting to me. I mean, I read it all off the air. I don't know if I can read that entire chapter on the show. But, Ryan, you know I love you, man. Rally Mantis says blame him for this one, says that he jinxed the team before the game. All right. All right, I got no problem with that. You guys all on board? We're going to blame the Rally Mantis, you know, the fan that you see around Kauffman Stadium, comes to just about every game. He lost you the game. He says so. Gabe in Independence says it's time to send down Nelson Velasquez and bring up Drew Waters. Well, listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend Nelson Velasquez. I'll tell you that right now. Not that I have anything against him. It's what he's supposed to bring to the team is extra base power, and he's not doing it. Really? You know, Drew Waters has some speed, can defend a little bit better. Maybe he could help out in ways that Nelson Velasquez can't. But I'm not pounding on the table for that just yet. Well, let's remember, Nelson Velasquez didn't have a great spring training. The reason why he made this team out of camp was because of what he did last year, when he was in a home run battle with Aaron Judge for the league lead in the final 2.5 months of the season. Now, Nelson Velasquez was a bona fide slugger and started off the year as a bona fide hitter. He was shooting the ball to all fields over those first couple of weeks. But he hasn't hit a home run in more than a month. And if you're not bringing that to the table, what are you bringing to the table? It's a fair question. It's a fair thought. I'm not there yet. I'm a fan of Drew Waters. I hope he can figure it out. That's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. I don't know if he does anything great, but he can do everything well. You can never have enough of those guys on the team. Thanks for listening. Owen from Brookside. Vern, I concur wholeheartedly about Daniel Lynch's fantastic pitching performance. I listened to the game while driving home from Tulsa. Well, thanks for listening, Owen. Hope you had a good time. Well, you didn't have a good time. You said that the baseball tournament was rained out for the kid. That's unfortunate. Well, good news for you and the kid is there's a home game in Kansas City tomorrow, and Cole Reagans is on the mound, and Bobby Witt Jr. is likely to be at shortstop, and Salvador Perez is likely to be behind the dish. So two MVP candidates and a Cy Young Award candidate are wearing your favorite colors, and they're playing in your backyard. So listen, I don't know if you can swing it. Come on out here, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Royals and the Brew Crew. One of three, game one of three. Part two of this six-game homestand. Thanks to Quentin Morris for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Fesco in the Morning. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Coming five shutout innings in his 2024 big league debut, thanks to Bally Sports Kansas City for the audio. Five scoreless frames, two hits, two walks, both walks coming in that 34-pitch first inning. Six strikeouts for Daniel Lynch. Impressive debut. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the text line. Oof. Ryan from Olathe going through it. Vern, this was a frustrating one, in my opinion, arguably worse than yesterday's 11-run loss. Because the Royals essentially handed this one to the Rangers on a silver platter. Salvi had a bad day, but yes, this is 100% on the offense. Appreciate you listening, Ryan. It's a little too long of a text for me to get through all that, buddy. But I appreciate you venting to me. I mean, I read it all off the air. I don't know if I can read that entire chapter on the show. But, Ryan, you know I love you, man. Rally Mantis says blame him for this one. Says that he jinxed the team before the game. All right. All right, I got no problem with that. You guys all on board? We're going to blame the Rally Mantis, you know, the fan that you see around Kauffman Stadium, comes to just about every game. He lost you the game. He says so. Gabe in Independence says it's time to send down Nelson Velasquez and bring up Drew Waters. Well, listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend Nelson Velasquez. I'll tell you that right now. Not that I have anything against him. It's what he's supposed to bring to the team is extra base power, and he's not doing it. Really? You know, Drew Waters has some speed, can defend a little bit better. Maybe he could help out in ways that Nelson Velasquez can't. But I'm not pounding on the table for that just yet. Well, let's remember, Nelson Velasquez didn't have a great spring training. The reason why he made this team out of camp was because of what he did last year, when he was in a home run battle with Aaron Judge for the league lead in the final 2.5 months of the season. Now, Nelson Velasquez was a bona fide slugger and started off the year as a bona fide hitter. He was shooting the ball to all fields over those first couple of weeks. But he hasn't hit a home run in more than a month. And if you're not bringing that to the table, what are you bringing to the table? It's a fair question. It's a fair thought. I'm not there yet. I'm a fan of Drew Waters. I hope he can figure it out. That's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. I don't know if he does anything great, but he can do everything well. You can never have enough of those guys on the team. Thanks for listening. Owen from Brookside. Vern, I concur wholeheartedly about Daniel Lynch's fantastic pitching performance. I listened to the game while driving home from Tulsa. Well, thanks for listening, Owen. Hope you had a good time. Well, you didn't have a good time. You said that the baseball tournament was rained out for the kid. That's unfortunate. Well, good news for you and the kid is there's a home game in Kansas City tomorrow, and Cole Reagans is on the mound, and Bobby Witt Jr. is likely to be at shortstop, and Salvador Perez is likely to be behind the dish. So two MVP candidates and a Cy Young Award candidate are wearing your favorite colors, and they're playing in your backyard. So listen, I don't know if you can swing it. Come on out here. 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Royals and the Brew Crew. One of three. Game one of three. Part two of this six-game homestand. Thanks to Quentin Morris for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Fesco in the Morning. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, stay fair. And gone, Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.